course on the Mainland Empire podcast. And tonight's topic of discussion will be based on part 2 of 10 Effective Ways to Boost Your Confidence. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about is just going to give a recap of last week's show and what I talked about. I talked about the first 5 effective ways to boost your confidence in part 1. I talked about ways you can learn how to forgive yourself. Number 2, I talked about how you can be kind to yourself. Number 3, I spoke about learning from your mistakes. Number 4 is don't bully or be mean to yourself. And number 5, I talked about just simply smiling more. So this is the second part to the 5 effective ways to boost your confidence part of the 10. And first I want to talk about number 6 is to set realistic goals and achieve them one by one. So there's a 2-part to this as far as being able to achieve your realistic goals. I'm sure that some of us are familiar with SMART goals and the time frame in which we can conduct our goals and achieve those goals. Okay, so with that being said, there's a time frame where you can have short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals. Now, the short-term goals could be something that's a part of a big goal, like a long-term goal, but you basically split it up into certain tasks to achieve that big goal. So it's almost like you do it in different parts to be able to achieve the ultimate goal in particular. And then some people just may have short-term goals in particular where it may last anywhere from a week, 3 to 6 months, or sometimes intermediate goals could be anywhere from 1 to 5 years, and long-term goals could be anything from 10 years and up. You know, so the way I sum it up and the way I go about my goals is I do short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals. So, me personally, I plan to, for the rest of my life, to go over a 5-year span for my long-term goals. And with that 5-year plan, I plan to break those goals up or where I want to be 5 years from now into intermediate goals. So that way I can, you know that I'm achieving certain milestones, you know, getting where I need to be. And short-term goals is basically, what am I doing within 1 year, you know, that's going to help me get closer to that long-term goal within 5 years. And then realistically, you know, I said to myself that I don't want to be able to set a goal that I know that I'm not passionate about achieving, or don't really find any joy or happiness in. So I want to be able to attain the goal, achieve it, versus just being unrealistic and saying, hey, I want to do this. And, you know, it's really not in the making of, you know, as far as going about it and just saying things haphazardly. So I want to just say things haphazardly. Yes, people could dream big and, you know, achieve those goals. That's different. But I just want to be more realistic at where I'm at, and then just take an evaluation of where I was at prior, before in my life, and compare it to what's going on presently. And based off of what's going on presently, I want to be able to start making steps towards something, a goal that I can achieve within that year that's part of the intermediate and long-term goal. Okay? So, I feel like when there's a time frame, you know, within the goal, I feel like it's more it's more purposeful. It makes me feel like I'm not living on purpose, but I'm living with a purpose, and also experience and encounter certain things in life. And that's just me speaking hypothetically on short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals. Now, as we all know, in those goals that we have is the word called SMART, and that is S-M-A-R-T, SMART goals. We know that it consists of having a specific task or perspective in mind or goal that you want to achieve. You know, like basically being direct as far as what you want to do. For example, if you wanted to, let's say you want to read a book. You want to read 5 books within 3 months. So you have to be specific, as in, you know, what type of books you want to read within 3 months. And is it realistic for you to read 5 books in 3 months? It all depends on your time and how you have it, right? So based off of that 3-month span and 5 books, you want to be able to measure those goals as far as how you're going to fit in 2 books in 3 months, right? And then it depends on how many pages are you reading, you know? So those things you have to take into consideration as well and be realistic on your reading speed, you know? So that's as far as how being specific with the goal, wanting to read 5 books within 3 months, and then being able to set out those 5 books within 3 months. Like how in each week, how much time are you going to dedicate to reading each book, and how does this make you better, and what type of books are you reading? Are you reading self-help books? Are you reading a specific book to get better at a certain skill or something? These things you have to take into consideration along with the measurement of the pages and things of that sort. So that's measuring. Now, when you're able to map out, as I was saying, map out how you're going to read those books within the certain weeks, and the number of pages, the type of genre, and how it's going to apply to you, maybe it could just be something that you're just going to do for a hobby, and you like reading romance novels, and it's just something that you just like to escape, you know, into your own little world for a certain period of time, and, you know, enjoy it, you know, learn something from it. Or it can be a self-help book, where it's helping you to, you know, be a better person. It's either helping you to evolve, or it's helping you to become a better person. Okay? So, being realistic about your goal is that once you map it out and you say to yourself how much time and effort you're going to put into it, and you know that you can achieve those milestones, then that's when you know that it's realistic. And as we were saying from the beginning of how SMART goals is, and we're using an example, we talked about how it's timely, how it's used in a timely manner, right? So in this case, in this scenario, reading 5 books within 3 months, the 3 months is the mark, right? So that would be considered the deadline for you to read a certain amount of pages in books, which is 5, within 3 months. Okay? So that's how you are able to get a perspective of you on what SMART goals is and how to apply it to your life, along with the time frame of measuring it to short term, intermediate, and long term goals. So with that being said, I'm just going to take a little break and I'll be right back.
Encourage you to make mistakes, but baby, I'm just trying to love my.
so I am back. And the seven tasks that you can do as far as working on your confidence is give yourself a compliment a day. Now, some of the things I came up with, you can agree to disagree with, but hey, the way I look at it is different forms on how you can compliment yourself. So, for example, you're in the bathroom, you're looking in the mirror, and yes, you may have the top part of your face, the top part of your mouth, and you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Or it could simply be you looking at a full mirror, and you see your whole full body, but not your feet. Or you have a mirror where you can see everything about you from head to toe. So whatever the situation is, as long as you can see your face, as long as you can see the expression, as long as you can hear the words that you're saying and receiving it, that's all that matters. So just imagine and picture yourself in the bathroom, and you're looking in the mirror, not brushing your teeth or anything, but just looking yourself dead square in the mirror, and you're just observing who and what you are, right? So you might want to say something like, "Hey, you. Yes, you. I just want you to know how gorgeous you are. Now, this is just you, yourself in the mirror, and you saying to yourself that you're gorgeous and all your entirety, beautiful. So when you say those things, it can make your day a lot much better when you can validate that beauty within yourself first, and not look for validation from other people to validate your beauty or how gorgeous you are. Okay? Another factor can be, hey, you know I'm talking to you, I love you. So that's another thing that you can say to yourself. Some things that most people will say that's very beautiful from one person to another, you know, when people want to lift up a person's mood, and this has nothing to really do with you giving yourself a compliment. But some things that a person might say is, hey, if nobody told you today that they love you, I love you. And sometimes that could just make a person's day. You know, if nobody told you that they love you, I love you. It's just something about that, you know, when it's coming from somebody else and they saying that, and just, you know, the sincerity, the genuinity coming from out of it, and the person saying that, it feels good. It feels good just in that statement alone. But it feels even better when you can tell yourself that you love yourself and treat yourself accordingly. Okay? And lastly, another compliment that you can give yourself a day is, hey, you, yes, you got this. And a lot of times, you know, we might go through a lot of things, but hey, you gotta remind yourself that you got this, and that you don't have to, you know, panic. You don't have to just, you know, get disproportionate about what you're going through. You could just keep going, take one step at a time, and know that, you know, if you're working on something really big of a task, you want to be able to break that task down into smaller tasks to where you are able to complete it. Okay? I'm going to take another break.
Cause you know I'll react. Don't make me do this. I feel so foolish. Oh, breaking rules and that's facts, facts, facts. If I knew you was coming over, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. If my friends knew undercover now, then they would try to sell it. So did it. You, what we do, this is
So the eighth thing that you can do to build up your confidence or boost your confidence is to remove negativity and negative people from your life. And how that looks is you making the effort to change your environment or minimize your interaction with negative people. Okay, and how you do that is that if you can't change your environment, you want to be able to minimize your interaction with people that may be negative, okay, and you want to be able to protect your space. But if you are able to change your environment and be in your own space, in your own element, by all means, do that to refrain from being in negative, energy and around negative people. Okay, another factor would be to do an evaluation check between who's positive and who's negative in your life, who's contributing and who's taken away from your life. You know, those things are important as well, you know, because you don't want to be around people who are critical of your goals, critical of your success, and making you feel some type of way. You know, you don't need those types of people in your life that's going to keep you down or make you second guess yourself, okay? Or, you know, just your skills and talents that you have alone. And lastly, you want to be able to meditate to keep yourself at peace and centered. Okay, sometimes you just need to quiet your thoughts, staying, you know, get in a place where it could be you sitting in a chair and you just relax and unwind, close your eyes, breathe, focus on your breathing, and just be able to think about how the day went. You know, what are some of your accomplishments, some of the things that you achieved, those things that are so integral and so important, very imperative to life, you know? And number nine, is another factor to boost your confidence is to visualize how you desire to see yourself. Okay, so how that looks is you thinking about the good and the bad habits that you have. You know, some habits that you would like to start, good habits, and some bad habits that you just simply want to start. And you want to be able to also have realistic goals about these good and bad habits. You know, is it achievable? Is it attainable? Are you able to follow through? You know, give effort, you know, to these goals. You know, these habits, these things are important as well. And then you want to be able to imagine the best version of yourself. You know, as you work and you're striving for self-improvement and just being a better version of who you are. You know, so those things are good to be mindful of. Okay, and then it says to strive for self-improvement in every aspect of your life. You know, when you're learning, you're growing, and when you're growing, you're expanding, and you're evolving. Okay, so always get into that moment where you're visualizing your dreams. Okay, you're visualizing the human being, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, and be very ambitious about it. Don't lose that enthusiasm because of the people around you. You keep on pushing, keep on going, and they will eventually get better. And then number 10 is to simply keep a gratitude journal. Keeping a gratitude journal is a beautiful thing. You can write down and just keep in mind what you are thankful for is a beautiful feeling as well. So when you have that gratitude journal and handy, you can always go look back and see of all things that you were grateful for and all the things that you could be grateful for in the future and presently. you know? One thing I will always say is that sometimes you need to be grateful for what you have and work with what you have until you can get better. And it's nothing wrong with being grateful for the fact that, you know, it's a terminology when people say, you fake it till you make it. So while you're in the process of faking it till you make it, meaning you're trying to actualize yourself as presently being who you want to be in the future. And when you do those things, it could be your appearance, it could be something that you want to acquire, obtain, or be, and you just being pretentious about it. You're trying to put yourself in an actionary mode, you know, as if you were what you want to be in the future. So you could be thankful for that, just in general, being able to, you know, practice and be able to put effort towards where you want to be and how you want to be in the future with a gratitude journal. Okay? Gratitude journal could also be through your scripting. Okay? Something that you want to be able to look up on your own. So with that being said, I thank you all for listening to the memoirs of her. And of course, you can listen to beautiful, soulful music and enjoy it. So with that being said, bye-bye. You better think this through. So let's see what